Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
What's going on?
Not too much.
Happy Mother's Day. Oh, were you going to say the same thing to me?
Yes, happy Mother's Day.
Great, thanks. I'm not a mom.
Well, you're the other woman in the room.
Oh, does that mean that you
happy
automatically
Mother's Day.
Say happy Mother's Day to me?
I don't know. I don't,
oh, okay. Where's
I don't
Julie?
Know who else I can say it to.
Happy Mother's Day, Julie, even though she's not a mom either. Fantastic. What do we got coming up this week on the Derek and Kay Show?
Oh, we got a lot of weird news. We got a cow that steals milk from a Walmart. I like to just leave you with little tidbits and wanting more from
if
there.
If you could see the image that was in my head right now, the little video that's playing, you would laugh your ass off.
That's a good story.
We got a Playboy Playmate found at home, but really just too late.
Oh.
Yeah.
We've got a DUI suspect that decides to go through a drive-thru.
Oh.
Pick up a little food for themselves. Why they have to wait being pulled over. Yeah.
Oh. We also have got some Kentucky Derby news.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes.
And we have... I'm not sure. We have a penis. Finally a male... finally a human male penis in the penis museum.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. I really don't know how to respond to that. That's
I don't know.
The most disgusting preview I've ever heard in my entire life.
We've missed this one for the last few weeks. I don't know how we missed it, but...
Just the penis... Okay,
we'll
know
go
what?
Into
I
that
guess,
in the weird news.
I guess I'll freaking wait. I don't know. It's crazy. I want to ask all kinds of questions.
There's all kinds of questions. I think I even have some
God,
pictures.
That really?
Various.
That might be better than the mugshot of the day.
That was pretty good.
And also we have more Friday.
Oh, I love that. I've got something on that, too.
Do you really?
Wow, I didn't have it loaded up. Oh, well. But we'll get to it.
All right. We'll
in
get
the
to
show.
It in the show.
All right, I'm going to press the button
press
now.
Press the button. Go ahead.
Here we go.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Let's get restarted in here.
It is the Derek and Kay Show.
Good evening, everybody out there, all the moms and all the moms-to-be.
That's right. It is May 8th, 2011. Happy Mother's Day.
That's right. Happy Mommy's Day.
That's a new drop.
I must confess I have not called my mom yet because I'm a loser, but hoping to get through to her on the show.
That could be fun. To get through all the little things here, I am Derek, in case someone doesn't know that. And over there is Kay.
And I'm Katie.
Katie on this show.
Yes, absolutely. You can contact the show at 661-467-2416 on your cell phone, which also spells 661-GO-RAG-16.
GO-RAG-16? Oh, I didn't think it spelled anything.
Or also 661-HO-RAG-16.
Huh. Oh, both really good. Get on the rag. Give us a call.
HO-RAG-16. That's all you got to do. Follow us on the Twitter.
Oh, we got tweet.
Become a fan on Facebook.
Yeah.
And follow our blog directly at derekandkay.blogspot.com.
Yeah, we have good stuff on there sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Most of the time.
Yeah, well, today's entry was a little bit lame. I just put some links up there and just called it a day.
I didn't even see that.
You see the blog. I don't think you ever log on to it unless
really
I tell
after
you
the
to.
Show.
You do?
Yeah.
You see the lame posts?
Well, because sometimes I didn't get to see the visual.
Oh, yeah.
When we're talking about something.
The visual aids.
Visual aids.
That are available.
Ew. The worst kind of anything. I don't know.
Well, it is Mother's Day.
That's right.
And I've been rather negligent and have not called my mommy yet.
Well, it's, you know, it's tough. It's one of those weird holidays. Well, and you're in a different state, so it's not like you're going to.
Yeah, I mean, I still have a good 5 hours to get the call
That's
in
true.
Before it's legally not Mother's Day. So
That's right.
It's just fine. So I'm hoping that during the show, we'll be able to get through to her, that she'll pick up her cell phone and we'll have a fun on-air Mother's Day conversation.
That could be fun. Mother's
Day. Well, I had a gig this morning, and that's why I wasn't able to really concentrate on anything other than singing all the right notes and rhythms.
Well, I guess that goes along with the singing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was a new piece by a 12th grade composer who I sang for in their senior recital.
Uh-huh.
It's actually a very nice and very fun and well-written song cycle, but goddamn if it wasn't hard.
With the little kids?
No.
This is
somebody. This is a 12th grader's like senior recital at Walnut Hill School.
Oh, right. Oh, so you're pretty much. Oh, so you're like they're performing for you.
No, I was performing.
I'm trying to get on board here.
We'll talk about that more later, I guess.
Okay.
Anyway, it's also an interesting week because Osama bin Laden was killed.
That's right.
In Pakistan, in a
it's big
in
news.
A mansion.
Is this what they're calling it?
Yeah.
I've seen pictures. It doesn't look that great.
When did that happen again? I forget.
Happened.
Was it Monday?
A week from tomorrow?
A week ago tomorrow. So when
a week ago today. That's right. We all found out about it on Monday.
Oh, okay. Right.
But it happened.
Gosh, was that Monday?
The news broke, I think, for us when he spoke was late Sunday night.
Anyway,
that's right.
This is what I think he was saying in private about the Osama bin Laden.
Okay.
Hallelujah, holla back.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what Obama was saying, you know, in the Oval Office bathroom, maybe.
Hallelujah, holla back.
Absolutely.
That's pretty great.
Wait, my bitch, nigga.
He wasn't saying that. I can't believe we still play that clip.
Oh, that's pretty good.
There was also, in other news, I also joined a gym.
Oh, congratulations.
Ask me how many times I've been since I joined on Friday.
You joined on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. You've had how many days? You've had the weekend.
Right.
So you must have went at least once.
Did the buzzer ready?
Yeah, working on it. Okay.
Ask me again how many times I've gone since I joined on Friday.
You went to the gym. You joined on Friday. How many times have you went?
Zippy!
Oh. Now, is it a nice gym?
It is. I joined HealthWorks.
That's great.
That nice all-ladies gym.
Yeah, we should go sometime. I should get into that.
I don't really think you're allowed to go, but I think that you can go to the special.
Let's go.
You'll just
what do you mean
show
I'm
up
not
there?
Allowed? I
but
go
you
to
gotta,
gyms.
But you got to pay. You got to join. You got to do the whole commitment thing.
Maybe bring me as a friend or something.
I don't know if we can really do that. It's because it's a women's gym.
Hmm.
There's, you know.
I'd like to go then. Sounds even better.
There's naked ladies down in down in the sauna. There's a sauna at the bottom. It's nice. And there's a dressing room and like a whole.
Oh my gosh.
Carpeted. The locker room's all carpeted and nice. And there's like hair dryers and towels and like it's like a spa.
Naked carpeted hair. I'm catching really weird. Wow.
It's fantastic.
This is sounding pretty good.
And there's some sort of hot jacuzzi to get to
hot
sit into.
Hot jacuzzi.
Yeah, the jet pool or something. I guess that's after you work out.
And so.
Or maybe instead of working out, you just go sit in the jacuzzi or the steam room or whatever.
That's not really working out. You're just taking a bath for yourself.
Why not? It's good.
So these women are just working out in the nude?
No. The workout
I'm
is
at
in,
the wrong gym.
Is in the it's in the workout clothes, but downstairs in the locker room, you know, there's some nakedness. There's always nakedness.
Yeah, we get that in the locker room too, but it's, you know, it's guys.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't.
Your gym
not,
sounds better.
My gym is better.
I'm definitely more interested in that.
And it's along with that, it's got some nice kickboxing facilities and like all kinds of Pilates and yoga and like good times.
You,
And it's a whole and a spinning
kickboxing.
Plate.
Are you going to get on that?
Yeah, I think I want to try some kickboxing.
Really?
Yeah, get some aggression out.
You're training for Smash? I'm not going to make you a better player.
You don't think so?
I don't know. Maybe.
Why not?
I don't know.
I think it'd be awesome.
Huh. Well, good for you. No, the gym is good.
Yeah, I have, but I haven't gone. It's like I'm a delinquent.
Yeah, you got to go.
The ankle's really been bothering me, but it feels better today.
The hardest part of the gym is just getting there, and that's why mine's across the street. I mean, it just
wait. Where?
It works out well for me.
It's across the street.
Literally across the street.
Really?
Yeah. You know, not Game On, but the other one.
Yeah.
Right next to there.
Really?
Yeah, it's out my front door up the street.
Oh, there's a gym there.
That's what makes it easy.
And you go there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How often? How often are you gymming it?
At the least 2 days a week, but that hasn't happened at all this last week.
So what do you do when you go to the gym?
Mostly weights.
Mostly weights. You don't do any cardio? You don't hit the elliptical before you do anything?
You don't get on my... If I'm giving myself extra time, I'll do that.
Spinning class.
But I got so much of the dancing, especially like the week before. I had 3 days of dancing.
That's true.
I'm just like, I want to get in and out of there, so I'll just do the weights. And that's mostly what I'm there for.
So how long are you there total? You get off from work or whatever, and you get your gym clothes on.
Yeah, it's a race over
you're
there.
Ready to, it's cut them up season. You ready to get ripped?
Cut them up season?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's cut them up season. That's when you go, you get shredded.
Okay. I just lift weights. I don't know about the...
Anyway, you go to the gym, and how long are you there total? An hour?
About 40 minutes.
40 minutes. So you're in and out?
In and out. Yeah. I could be even quicker than that if I need to drop out some things. But
are there any creepy guys there?
Dude, there's tons of creepy guys there.
Is there a creepy regular guy that you always see in there? Because I always found that when I was going to Bally's, there was always like a regular creepy guy.
There's I have one guy that I was that we were spotting each other, and it was a little bit. I felt a little
already sounds gay.
Yeah, he spot me here.
Yep.
You know, but the thing is with that,
it's
a little bit
thing where the chest, Louis, you look like that. Okay.
Yeah, when it's benching, and that's always helpful having someone spot you. But it felt a little bit too much of a commitment. Like, it was kind of a weird thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, you see each other, and it's like you know, like, you're going to call on each other.
You do the double guns when you see him? You go like this?
Not at all.
No?
Not so much. Sometimes I'd try to, like, duck the other way, or then I'd say, hey, how's it going?
Bro.
And are you benching today? Yeah, I'm benching. But it's like, that is like a whole timing thing. Like, I'm really trying to get in and out of there. So it's like, if I got to wait for this guy now. But, I mean, I guess it's helpful, and it's cool having the guy.
How much you benching?
But I'm benching, well, if you include the bar, which always sounds more impressive.
Yeah?
If you include the bar.
Because how much is the bar?
It's like 20.
Really?
Yeah, no, the bar's pretty heavy.
Really?
I think it's like 15 and 20.
I never knew that.
If you include the bar, I'm doing one bill.
Yeah. Oh.
It's not that great.
So basically like me.
Wow. Didn't think about that. We should try that.
You could just do that instead.
That'd be easy. Might be a little harder to hold on to, though.
I know, because I'm not as stiff as a dumbbell.
No.
I might squirm a little bit.
Yeah, it might be fine.
Make it difficult.
It might be like I'm trying to like tickle you or something. Really, I'm just trying to just lift you up.
Well, I don't know. Just do the back.
Just from the back?
Yeah. I'll lie down.
Yeah.
Do like that.
Could be fun. Could be fun to try.
One bill.
Yeah.
That's good.
One bill.
I'm about one bill.
You about one bill?
Yeah.
Jeez.
A little bit. I mean, maybe on some days when I'm eating a lot, maybe a little over, maybe like 105.
Wow.
But usually I hover around one bill.
Do you, if it's a little windy out, you have trouble?
No.
Okay, I don't.
I'm good. It's one bill.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm light. I'm tiny.
Well, that's
like 5'1".
5'1". Now you're at the gym. What are some of your goals there? What's with the gym?
Well, I want to get ripped.
You want to get ripped? You want to do some lifting?
Yeah, I want to do a little lifting.
Heavy lifting.
Yeah. And I want to do a little kickboxing. I want to get tough.
You want to get tough.
Yeah, I want to get like, you know, looking good, looking like, you know, rock solid in some places. Get the abdomen into shape because, you know, get a little six-pack going on.
Uh-huh.
You know, get a little muscular. Get, you know, I mean, not like unfemininely muscular, but like, you know.
Well, let me tell you.
Fit looking.
If you're going to be kicking back a six-pack, you're probably not going to do as well in the gym.
You know what I mean.
Huh?
You know what I mean.
You're gonna.
Oh, whoops.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
You know what I always forget, though? I always forget that my sound clips are it's like a playlist, so it goes in
yeah.
a row. So after the rim shot was the roosters.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I love.
Yeah, I get the soundboard here.
You do?
I get the soundboard.
You get the soundboard?
Yeah.
You know what else is great? The Kentucky Derby, apparently. Was,
oh, yes.
Was that yesterday? I don't even know.
You should know this. I don't know.
I wasn't home to watch it.
I thought you were. Are you into that or something?
I'm kind of into
hey,
it.
Hey, isn't there this chick jockey?
What? I don't know.
Isn't that what everyone's talking about? Is she in it or
really?
Something?
Really? I don't know anything
everyone's
about it.
Everyone's talking about it.
All
I
know.
That's all I know. I've heard about it.
Well, I saw a headline, and the one thing that caught my eye was the dumb name of the winner. Animal Kingdom.
Wow.
I mean, can you believe that?
Animal Kingdom.
Hello.
I mean, racehorse names are really stupid.
Yeah.
They really are.
They're pretty bad.
I used to have an ex-racehorse, and her registered name...
Oh, what was her?
Not Haley's. Stanley's Comet.
Oh, that's horrible.
Isn't that terrible?
Jeez. Butterfly was so much better.
Butterfly was way better. So here are some really interesting racehorse names that I got from the internet. I mean, they're real names.
Uh-huh.
There's some drinking-related names.
Oh, perfect.
Anita Cocktail.
That's pretty good, though.
Plastered, out of a mare called Tipples.
Oh, boy.
Drink Me Pretty.
Drink Me Pretty.
Shaken, Not Stirred. Alcohol-related. And Sodally Tober.
Hello.
And there are some other ones that are just kind of weird. I don't know why they're named. No Speed, No Feed. I don't know. No Pay, No Hay. That was the mayor's name. Lags Behind.
Lags Behind?
Yeah. And then another name is Steak or Stake.
Oh, no.
Steak, STAKE or
steak,
as in
oh,
steak of food.
Jeez.
Terrible. The other white meat.
Oh, boy.
Lame Jane. Not a role model. Hairball.
Hairball? That's horrible.
Badly bred.
Oh.
Chicken lips. Really bad news. Spineless jellyfish. And then here are some really bad ones. Don't choke the cat.
Don't choke the cat?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Coming up on those fences. Don't choke the cat. Reduced sentence. Full of Skittles.
Oh, I love Skittles.
Don't buddy me.
Hey, buddy.
Red Hot Philly Pepper. Jello is jiggling. No stinking badges. I like that one. My favorite one was like, it just was called 18 characters. Because I think that's how many you're supposed to have.
Oh, 18 characters?
Yeah. There's just 18 characters. And then there's one that's No Fat Chicks.
Wow. Those are pretty funny.
Coming in third, No Fat Chicks.
No Fat Chicks.
Can you believe that? Can't believe
I like
it.
That. So that wasn't, those are just a collection of funny names. Those
real racehorse names.
They weren't all racing.
No, not this Saturday,
okay.
But they're actual registered thoroughbred
names.
It would
be funny if that was like all the...
Oh, my God. It would be a disaster.
Those are awesome.
There's got to be some other good ones in here. The other white meat was a real winner, I think. Chicks Dig Me. I also found a crazy-ass video of a girl making animal sounds.
I saw that.
Did you see it?
That's amazing. I don't know how it...
Yeah. Dog. American robin. Cricket. Owl. Woo. 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 Crow.
I think a crow is really good.
Wolf. Peacock. Horse. Elephant. Cow. Sheep. Duck. Goose.
Or
morning dove. Kookaburra.
Oh, geez.
Monkey. And parrot.
Freaky. The parrot one is freaky. You know, I think her
that's amazing.
I think her morning dove is a little struggling.
Yeah, I thought that one could have been a little bit better. But
yeah.
you can't judge her. I mean, you can't.
I can do it better.
You can go ahead. Let's hear it. No, I saw you just press a button over there.
No, it's me.
Really?
No, yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Let's see. Can I pull you up Morning Dove here? Morning Dove sound.
That was really good.
Yeah, Morning Dove's a little struggling. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, wait, here's one.
That's spot on.
Here's one on YouTube. Let's see if it's good. Oh, we're struggling.
She was really fun to watch, too.
Oh, it's got video and everything.
Oh, this is an actual one?
Yeah.
It's not a Morning Dove.
No, it's not. Where's the coo?
Shut up, I'm trying to sleep.
I hate when it wakes you up.
Yeah. Hers wasn't.
Yeah, hers is struggling.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I got.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw that on Facebook or something. Someone had it.
The animal noise
girl?
I think
it must have been when I saw it, yeah.
It's kind of cute.
It's fun to watch, yeah. All the faces that she makes and the weird things that she does with her tongue.
Oh, you know what I also got? I got a funny news blooper. It's just dumb, but it makes me laugh.
Oh, okay.
Along northbound Highway 37, it's a weather girl.
As well as on the northeast loop, a 20 at Beach Street. Don't forget that May Fart.
You got to watch out for May Fart. It's really dangerous this time of year. May Fart.
She's got the May Fart. What's she sick with? May Fart.
It's the worst time of spring.
You thought allergies were bad.
Jeez.
May Fart, even worse.
Horrible.
All right, 722. What do you want to do? Or 725. What,
725?
Wait, is it 725 or 722? Your microwave
723?
Is in a hurry?
I got 723. Yeah,
I got 723
The microwave always leaps ahead. I don't know what happens there. Why don't we take...
It's digital. You think it'd maintain its time.
You would think that, but I got 23 on the computers here.
I don't know what's going on with the microwave.
We could take a break and come back with some weird news.
Can we open the big bag of peanuts?
We...
You have
we certainly can.
A ginormous jumbo bag of roasted peanuts over there. Whole peanuts, if I may say
peanuts.
So myself. Peanuts.
Peanuts?
What kind of M&Ms are in the purple bag?
We can crack those out, too.
What variety?
That is...
Are they just plain?
Dark. Plain.
Oh, dark. Oh, they're kind of intense.
Yeah. And then we got jelly beans.
Oh, really? So we don't have. I was gonna bring over
fruit slices?
Chick Sticks and Bunnies, but
I
forgot.
I love Chick Sticks and Bunnies.
I know you do.
So great.
There's even a Facebook group that's called Addicted to Chick Sticks and Bunnies.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
I gotta do that.
You gotta join that Facebook group. Although they are like redoing and shutting some groups down.
Oh,
on Facebook.
I gotta get on that.
Yeah, you gotta get on it before they close.
That is so great.
But I'm a lot more interested in the peanuts right now.
We'll break those out.
All right, nice.
We'll maybe take a break.
Yeah, and then come
right
back
now.
To weird news.
We'll be right back
All
after
right.
this.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Are you in the market for a new used van? When you think van, think Vance Van Lot. Hello, I'm Vance Van, and I sell the sweetest vans in the city. They've got 8-track players, waterbeds, airbrush murals, beaded curtains.
Hey, Vance, what's that weird burning smell?
Never you mind that, kid. You'll understand when you're older. Hey, okay, my Vans don't come with satellite radio and GPS and la-dee-da, but they do have character and carpeted walls. So, when you think Vans, Vans, Van Lot. Conveniently located down by the old abandoned airport that's probably haunted. You know the one. And remember, if Vans, Van Lot are rocking, be sure to stop it and buy a van. From me, Vans, Van.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Call the Derrick and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Derrick and Kay Show. It's the Derrick and Kay Show. We are back, celebrating good times.
You know what I hate?
What's that?
When my cell phone randomly turns itself off.
Oh, that's not cool.
What's that all about?
But we got a party going on right here.
I suppose so. With Peanut.
The Derrick and Kay Show.
I'm enjoying the peanut bag.
Isn't it great?
It's ginormous. It's more peanuts than I've ever seen in one place.
I'm going to bring some of them to work. Yeah, I know. I was going to buy the small bag, and I said...
What the hell?
Freak that. I was going to buy the medium bag. And I said,
Panda?
Hell no. I'm going jumbo.
Go jumbo.
Jumbo.
Speaking of jumbo, I love that movie Jumbo. It always makes me cry when she gets to the baby mind part where it's like she's nestling him through the cage.
Oh, I don't remember
part?
That. Those
oh, it's really
some of those
sad.
Old movies were sad. The,
super sad.
The old Disney ones were pretty sad.
Jumbo always makes me cry. Never fails. Never, ever fails. Anyway, what's up with the weird news?
Yeah, we got some weird news. I'll play this. That means we're doing weird news. Yeah, so as,
right
I,
over there
as I mentioned, yeah, I'm pulling some things together. So as I mentioned, a cow walks into a Walmart. Tell me if you heard this one.
Does this have anything to do with a sheep going into the... Oh, no, it was a
no,
goat
it's a sheep,
going into
yeah.
a music store.
Well, got milk?
What happened? All right.
How about 28 gallons of it, as one man did, at least for a little while. A man dressed up as a cow costume, an 18-year-old...
He was dressed up as a costume?
In a cow costume.
You said
did
as
I?
A costume.
Oh, sorry.
Which was funny.
I'm just reading this one off for the first time. I
all
read
right.
this story different, but...
Go ahead. I keep interrupting you and throwing you off your game.
So he was dressed up in a cow costume and he had a carriage and he took all the milk and went outside. And that's what's happening in Virginia.
This in Virginia? Where?
North Stanford.
Like, is he just doing a bit? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, there's really no answer to this. I guess he's going to be in trial for this. He took... So it's 26 gallons of milk in a shopping cart, dressed as a cow, went outside and started to pass out the milk to whoever wanted it.
So he's,
$92 worth of milk.
So he's doing a bit?
I guess so. I thought it was pretty hilarious.
It's kind of funny.
If he would have let me know, I would have got my squirrel outfit on and would have got nuts and been handing out like peanuts and things like this. he's 18 years old, so maybe that's that explains
oh,
a little
he's
bit
definitely,
of it.
He's doing a bit.
He's kind of doing a thing. Maybe it was a dare from another friend.
A dare that ended him up in jail.
I know. I think it's pretty funny though.
Still shoplifting. Kind of. It's a funny bit, but like
it is pretty. It is pretty funny.
He should have bought the milk. I mean, I don't understand why he didn't just buy the milk.
Yeah, if he bought the milk.
If he bought the milk and started handing it out, then it would have been a funny bit.
Well, why?
But if he's gonna steal the milk, then it's just dumb.
Well, why buy the milk when you can get it for free? That's what they always say, right?
Oh,
sorry.
Boy.
Oh, anyway.
Here's my rim shot, too.
Oh.
You get double rim shot.
That's pretty good. All right, as we're eating peanuts here.
Peanuts, like, disintegrate below in your, like, in front of your computer there.
I just got the shells here.
It's hard. It's hard to eat peanuts in the...
Well, moving right along, because we are the most professional and professional show on the internet today.
Where do you put this?
All
right. Right in the middle, just like if we're at the appetizer.
You know,
oh, you got the can. That's
I'll
right.
I'll do that. That's a little bit better.
That's good.
Okay.
I'm going to put the bowl right here.
We got, which may be the largest cigar. We got a 268-foot cigar in Havana. Where is that?
Cuba.
Must be. Sometimes
home
a cigar
of Cuban cigars.
Is just a cigar. Oh, well, this one Cuban man is hoping that the 268-foot super stogie.
Great alliteration.
Dog rocket. He rolled. He hopes that it's going to be breaking a world record. I guess in 2008, the record was 148 feet from Britain.
So what do you do with like giant cigars? Do you cut them up and make them little cigars?
Everyone
and give
can
them to
take
people?
A puff from it?
Gross.
I don't know. That's what's happening in Cuba.
That's gross.
How big is that? How big is 268? I just want to like picture something that's like that.
Well, a pool is like 8 feet deep.
Nah, it doesn't really. How long? That doesn't. Oh, that's wow. That's long.
Oh, it's really long because you know.
How long is a football field?
A story isn't that like 10 feet? So like a two-story building, you got like 20 feet up, and then like yeah.
That's a huge.
It's a skyscraper size.
How does that even stay together?
I don't know.
How do you roll that? Don't they have to, like, how do you make a cigar? I have no idea.
I don't know. I think it's gross.
That is pretty gross.
I
think they should smoke it.
Ew. He'd probably die.
Yeah.
Anything tobacco-related? Gross.
Yeah. Cigars, yeah. It's pretty gross.
Remember the chewing tobacco conversation we had on the last show?
Oh, it's totally gross.
Gross.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that?
Black. Liquid and it's just
gross. Have some Big League Chew. I don't see the big deal.
Oh, that's how we got to it. We were talking about Big League Chew. Yeah. Just put some of that in your mouth.
Yeah, have a ball.
Instead of, you got like a little empty Coke
of cancer,
bottle.
Yeah.
And you got like pink liquid in it.
And cancer. Oh, pink liquid because
if
of
you have
Big
the gum.
League Chew?
Yeah, if you're doing
oh, ew. That's gross too.
This is a DUI. Suspect in Ohio.
Suspect.
It's pretty obvious, actually, really, because this woman insisted on picking up some fast food before she allowed the officer to charge her with drunk driving.
Great.
This is
another winner.
Cleveland, in a suburb. She was weaving going off the road a little after 1 a.m. Earlier this month when a patrolman tracked her vehicle to a drive-thru of Taco Bell.
Yes, Taco Bell.
And pulled up alongside. She actually put her order in, got her order, and then the police arrested her immediately after.
Does it say what she ordered?
Doesn't say.
Like a chalupa or something?
She had sunglasses on. Her speech was slurred. Anyways, that's what's happening
giveaways.
In Ohio.
Ohio?
Yeah.
Taco Bell, man. It's been a while since we played this one.
I do love this. I wonder if it was a combination.
Taco Bell Pizza Hut?
Yeah. Or
might have been.
Pizza
or,
Hut Taco Bell.
Or a combination KFC Taco Bell.
Which we have a random one of those in Cambridge.
Yes.
That throws me.
I've been to it.
You know what? I want to walk
been,
in there and say, excuse me.
Fact, I've been to it a couple times.
Have you? Yes. I've never walked in there.
I've been in there.
Really?
Yes.
What's
I
it
think
like?
It's a combination Taco Bell and KFC, so they have like a... Sorry, that just rolled away or appeared there, and I thought it was like a bug or something.
Oh,
or
no.
Like a mouse.
Shoot away.
ew. they had, you know, we went in there to get fried chicken, really. And then I think a couple other times I went in there to get, like, tacos or something. I mean, I don't frequent a Taco Bell. Like, maybe I go there once every couple of years. Just because, you know, every now and again, if I see Taco Bell, like, in the mall, I'm like, ooh, nachos. And you get the nachos.
Yeah.
And they're covered in, like, this fake cheese.
Taco time.
And, like, gross meat and, like, and sour cream. But they're good going down.
Really?
Yeah. They're really good.
Then we had the other story about the guy who was trying to shoot people up because the price of tacos went up, or burritos. I don't know which one it was.
I think it was a burrito thing.
I want to go to that one that's the Taco Bell and KFC and ask for a pizza. And be like, what? I'm out of here. I thought there was a Pizza Hut here, too.
Or you could ask for a, Or you could ask for, like, a steak and cheese. Because D'Angelo sometimes
also. Oh, they have that one, too, yeah.
Also with Pizza Hut.
I don't know if I've ever seen a combination Taco Bell and Pizza Hut thing.
Taco Bell and Pizza Hut? You know, I don't think I've seen one either.
Combination.
But yeah. You know what I see a lot? Combination Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins.
I have seen those too.
Have you been in one? It's weird.
That is kind of weird. You get you get ice cream and put on your donut, and then you get a coffee, and you're set. It's delicious. Got a nice little dessert for yourself.
Isn't there one in Kendall Square?
Kendall?
Yeah, I think there's one in Kendall. I think it's a combination Baskin Robbins and Dunkin' Donuts.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's on it's on Main Street, I think, near the Longville Bridge.
Huh,
like right
seen
before
it.
You get on the bridge, I think it's there.
I feel like you'd see something like that over in Route 1, Saugus.
No, this is legit Cambridge. I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's there.
Jeez, Cambridge got to keep this stuff out.
Look that shit up right now.
Well, we should go there for dessert. Seriously. Actually, you know what? I would ask them to do it. Like, I wouldn't ask, I would just go up and order and be like, okay, I want a chocolate glaze with mint chip. I would ask for it all in one order.
Oh, I'm right.
Really? It's
totally
in Cambridge?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Well, okay. So here...
keep this stuff out.
Here's the confusing thing. So I'm getting results from Google for places Baskin Robbins near Cambridge, Mass. And it says Baskin Robbins, 1 Bow Street, Cambridge, right? And then it also says Baskin Robbins, 10 or 1 Broadway, number 2, Cambridge. But underneath it, it says DunkinDonuts.com.
Oh, because they got they can do the site.
Yeah. Oh, here's it. It's Dunkin' Donuts Baskin Robbins, 2480 Massachusetts Avenue, Cambridge.
Jeez.
I don't understand what that's all about. I mean, I have.
Let's go there. Did it?
Have you ever been to a Baskin Robbins like in a while?
It's been probably years. I'm sure I've been to one, but I don't think they were. I don't think they were here originally or something. I feel like that was more. South,
yeah,
right?
There was Baskin Robbins all over where in Maryland where I was from.
I think it took a while for them to get up here.
Let's see what their flavor of the month is. Their flavor of the month is Golden Oreo Gold Rush. Okay, listen to how disgusting this sounds. Dig into lemon custard ice cream and Oreo icing ribbon topped with nuggets of Golden Oreo cookie pieces.
Oh, geez.
Why does that not sound good to me?
Golden nugget cookie pieces?
Yeah, it's lemon, but it's
no, you don't describe cookies that way.
Like vanilla Oreos, you know?
Oh, I do like those. I got
you
some
do?
Of the, well, not the vanilla.
I like
the
regular Oreos.
Numinos, the
what?
Ginger.
Oh, you got the earthy crunchy Oreos.
No, these are delicious.
What are the Gingeros?
These are really good. You ever have these?
No, I never had those before.
We gotta crack these puppies open, too. These are delicious.
Oh, we got a cheer from back in the green room. Let's see what else they got.
Let's crack one of these open while we're talking about it.
They got cotton candy flavored ice cream, which also
like
sounds
that?
Gross. Oh, we got...
Here you go.
It's like you open a can of tuna and a cat
like,
came.
Yeah.
It's Julie's right
yeah,
here.
Julie.
Wait, we also got a baseball nut scoop up vanilla ice cream swirled with a black raspberry ribbon and crunchy cashews.
Oh, jeez.
That sounds gross also.
You want to try one of these?
Yeah, I'll try one of these.
These are really good.
Another flavor they got going on.
We always get food on the show.
America's birthday cake? Enjoy cake-flavored ice cream and cake
I think you're reading
pieces
it, you're reading it wrong.
Swirled with strawberry ice cream and blue whipped cream frosting.
What's that? What is that?
America's birthday cake?
No. I've seen that before. It's America's Got Birthday Cake. You read it wrong.
there's all regional flavors. Oh, they got Splish Splash Sherbet, which in the photograph is very bright blue and white, like striped. It's very refreshing. Blue raspberry sherbet swirled with blueberry sherbet has been tasty's treat since 2005. Creole cream cheese.
Oh, geez, an ice cream?
Yeah. Oh, and here's an ice cream flavor I have issue with for sure.
Yeah.
Orange sherbet. I think it's the most vile thing on the planet.
What's wrong with that?
I hate it.
Oh,
I think it's so
delicious.
Gross. If you hand me a creamsicle, I'm really offended.
Really?
I think it's
what is this,
so
is it
gross.
The citrus cream that throws
yes,
you? Yeah, I guess I can understand that.
I
do love it, though. But I can understand why you wouldn't like it.
Any kind of citrus, yellow and cream, like lemon, orange, grapefruit.
Yeah.
Doesn't belong with
a cream mix. Flavor. Yeah, that'll throw you.
Oh, so gross. They also got a wild and reckless sherbet. We start with a swirl of green apple, blue raspberry, and fruit punch sherbets for a concoction bursting with flavor. Some of these don't sound so awesome.
Well,
these are regional flavors, so I don't know where they're being served.
I think it's are you being served?
Whatever.
You know what?
Yeah. Do you have any more weird news?
Yeah, let me do one more. I mean, we could keep reading ice cream flavors from the website, but
I'm going to have some of this cookie here.
Yeah, try the cookie. See what you think. We have to get to this last one here. Because Iceland finally got their human penis specimen for their penis museum.
So gross.
This is a 95-year-old, I guess, who was friends of someone from the museum that 15 years ago made the agreement that he would donate his unit.
Member.
To the museum after he died, of course. Finally he passed away at 95 years old. Did I already say that?
No.
But
I'm assuming if his penis is separated from his person, he's definitely passed away.
Yeah. So this is in Iceland. It's called the Iceland Penis Museum. It's a great name. And a tiny Icelandic fishing town. And that's what's happening in Iceland. I do have some pictures.
That's the whole story?
Well, I don't... You know, I read this story. This happened a while ago. I read this like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, we didn't get into it.
How could we skip that story?
I don't know. It's been great. So I figured I had to mention it. So I thought I could show you some pictures.
Turn
if you'd
the
like.
Screen around. Oh,
you'd like
my
to
God.
See some pictures here?
Oh, boy.
So there's the sign.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Wow.
There's some specimens.
What sorts of penises are those?
I don't know. They got whale, seal, bear.
Really?
I don't know which one's which there.
This is possibly the most disturbing, disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, this doesn't go good with cookies. I'm sorry.
Do you not have the human specimen on display?
No, we don't actually have a... But there it is. Look at that.
Oh,
nice,
why not?
Nice little building, though, huh?
Is that all of a sudden... I can't believe there's even a museum for it. Started by man?
Good. I would say so.
Men love their penis.
What is this here? Two balls and a...
It's a penis sculpture, looks like.
Well, I'm glad the flag is down.
Oh, dear. Oh, my God. Hold on.
I got it.
I got it, too.
Thank
mine,
you.
Mine has a little delay, but it also
really?
Has the rooster after it, too.
Whoa. Good morning. Anyways, that is my weird news.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Seriously.
Who knew there was a penis museum?
Well, I'm so glad that there is, and I can't wait to not go to Iceland.
You don't want to go to Iceland just for that?
I don't know. It doesn't really seem like my thing.
Well, maybe your thing is quarterback crunch.
What is that?
A tasty touchdown.
Football.
Vanilla-flavored ice cream with mixes of chocolate-covered rice crunchies with a rich caramel ribbon. Good for the extra point.
Oh, the ribbon? Nice.
Who writes this?
Wow, really, really creative. Some witty stuff over there. Boy, I bet they don't work there anymore.
Maybe they do. Maybe they've written all of these. Love potion number 31.
What is that?
A seasonal favorite, Cupid's white chocolate and raspberry ice cream swirled with raspberry ribbon and loaded with raspberry-filled chocolate hearts and chocolate chips.
Just thrown in there.
Actually,
yeah.
For good measure.
Jeez.
Ugh. I don't, you know, I have an issue with a lot of raspberry flavored things also.
Yeah.
I have a love-hate relationship.
The fake raspberry stuff?
Fake and real.
Yeah.
I don't really
like candy.
Yeah, well, the candy's okay. I just don't like a raspberry cocktail. I know you love them.
Oh, those are good. Well,
yeah.
If they're done right, when they're too syrupy, that's horrible.
Oh, it's gross.
But like
even
Cheesecake
when they're, like,
Factory's
fresh.
Got a really good one.
Really?
Yeah.
I just don't like it so much. You know, I have a thing with berry. I don't like berry
cocktails.
What's
the berry thing?
I don't like when you get a cocktail and it's like berry flavored or like thing or like things that are berry flavored, like ooh berry tart or berry like muffin. Like I don't like that when it's like mixed berries, like strawberry,
uh-huh.
blueberry, raspberry. I don't like that.
Blueberry.
Or blueberry.
Yeah.
Or if it's like berry, like flavored lip gloss or something.
Right. Do you like actual raspberries? Are
yes,
you in-
I love
interested
that.
In that?
They're delicious. Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
But I don't like anything that's mixed berry.
Mm, yeah, mixed
gets
berry.
Gets me upset. All right. Should we take a break? Or maybe we don't have time for a break. Maybe
wow.
we should just call my mom.
We're quarter of.
Yeah.
Do you want to give your mom a call?
Yeah, let's give her a call.
That could be fun.
I wonder if my phone turned back on here. Oh, it did. That's good.
All right, let's see if we can actually do this.
It'd be fun to talk to my mom because I haven't called her today. I've been a delinquent child.
Well, now's the time. I mean, it is
Mother's Day
after all.
It's Mother's Day after all. Where did that clip come from?
It's a radio thing.
Oh, that's funny.
It's pretty good. I pulled it. Let's see. We'll give this a try here.
All right, let's give her a call.
Google Voice.
I hope we get through. I don't think she
first.
Ever really looks at her cell phone. Oh, that'd be great if she picked up.
It's probably like, who the hell is this?
That's true, because the number won't show.
She doesn't like say her number when on the voicemail, does she?
I don't think so. She's old school, but she's not that old school.
You have reached.
You've reached. Hello?
Hello?
Mom?
Yes?
It's Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
You're on the Derek and Kay Show.
Oh, my goodness. I'm on the show?
Yeah, you're on the show.
Hey there. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you, Derek. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
So,
What's that? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We got a little delay here.
Oh, yeah, there's a delay.
Google Voice.
So this Mother's Day has been sort of an epic failure. I haven't called yet, but this is my call, though. I still have a good 3 hours until it's no longer Mother's Day. So I'm still within the window.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So what did you do today?
Mother's Day. Well, what did I do today? Well, we didn't do a lot today because Dad went to Virginia over the weekend.
Oh.
So he got back this morning, and what we did was we went to visit Dave and Shonda and their moms, and then we went to see your grandmother.
No fancy brunch?
No, we were supposed to have dinner at an Ethiopian restaurant in Washington.
Oh,
but
nice.
That was put on hold, and we didn't do that.
Oh,
so
no.
we kind of had a low-key Mother's Day.
Aww.
But that was fine.
That's fine?
That sounds
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, except that I didn't have my baby girl.
Aww. And here comes the guilt trip. We're not even Jewish, and there's a guilt trip packing it all the time.
You do have that.
Well, I do miss you and love you very much.
Oh, thank you.
I had a gig during the day.
I miss you too. Huh?
I had a gig during the day. That's why I couldn't call during the day.
I assume so. I
yeah.
thought maybe you were working. Yeah.
I was working.
How about you, Garrett? Did you say happy Mother's Day to your mom?
Well, I I haven't made the call yet, but there's, as Kay said, okay, there's still 3 hours. 4 hours.
Okay. Yeah.
4 hours.
Okay.
Oh, there's still 4 hours. Wait. No, it's almost 8?
Yeah.
Then there's still 3 hours. Cause eight,
we're also
eight
not good
10.
At math, I guess.
Wait, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 12. Oh, 4 hours, you're right. We're really bad at math.
But
oh,
I'm,
that's shameful almost.
But I'm really...
Jesus Christ, I'm exposing my ignorance to the whole world. Four
uh-oh.
Hours, 3 hours, whatever.
No, three plus eight.
So we're in a pretty good window. 4 hours.
Yeah,
left.
We got a lot of time. Well, I'm happy to wish you a happy Mother's Day on this.
Mother's Day.
Thank you very much, Derek. I miss you guys.
We
miss
you too.
We have to come up for some barbecue again.
Yes.
Oh, we will. We will. Actually, I want to come up for Redbones.
Yes, and then you guys can,
barbecue,
be on,
yeah,
can be on the show.
Oh, we can have you on the show.
We can have you on as a guest.
That would be really fun.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
I think that would be fun.
Because we do have four mics.
That's true. We can make that happen.
Could make it happen.
Oh, my goodness. I've never done that before.
Oh, really? It's a lot of fun.
Oh, she's a professional. She's been acting and all this stuff going on. She's got it going on.
Yeah, I bet she'd be really good. She's just saying, she's playing it down.
Yeah, I think you're playing it down.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
You're
I'm not.
A total star.
I've never been
star.
On the radio.
Well, there's always the first time for
everything.
I've never
been on the radio before.
Well, you've never...
I've just done a movie.
Oh, just a movie. Just one of those.
Just a movie.
I didn't even know about that.
Oh, she'll make you watch it one of these days.
Really?
Yes.
You make it sound
like
it's a bad thing.
No, it's actually pretty entertaining.
You, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't know about my movie, Derek, huh?
I guess not. All this time?
All this time, you missed my movie.
When,
how sad.
Well, I don't get to watch a lot of movies, so I mean, I'm not too surprised if I've missed it.
What was your character's name again in the movie?
The Voice.
No, your character's name.
The Voice. That's mysterious.
Yes, that's a new TV show also.
It is a new TV show. But no, what was
you know that, Christina Aguilera?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's a... Bad. What was your character's name on the movie? I forget. Mrs.
Mrs. Washington.
Mrs. Washington. That's right.
Mrs. Washington. Wow.
Yes, Mrs. Washington. Yes.
And her delinquent son.
Yeah. And
not daughter.
Also, I was also on a cruise ship talent show.
What? I didn't know about this.
You've seen that clip.
Wait, is this...
On the cruise ship.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When I was married.
That's right.
What happened?
Yes.
She got
all... Oh, you haven't seen that one either, have you?
We got to have a video watching party.
Oh,
can I Netflix
Derek, you're
this?
In for a treat.
Apparently.
Derek wants to know...
You're in for a treat.
He wants to know if he can get it on Netflix.
Poor Tom has had to see it.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, he liked it, I think. We all liked it. It was fun. But
yes,
see, she's got star
fun.
Power written all over her. She's good times.
Yeah.
I got to get it from someplace.
That's true. I could see it.
See?
I could definitely see it.
Here
I think we
go.
Got something there.
So, see, I'm really, really shy with
uh-huh.
no experience on radio.
Super shy.
Yeah, super shy. That's totally you.
That's really... It's very sad that you're so shy. Can't believe it.
Yes,
oh, that's Snoopy. Anyway, we got to go.
Okay.
But happy
Bye.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
I love
Thank
you.
You. Love you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Derek.
So I didn't get to any of the entertainment news, really. Maybe I'll just give a quick rundown.
Lightning round.
Lightning entertainment news. Anyway, Glee's going to do a Friday on the thunder round, lightning thunder round. Glee's going to cover Friday on their next episode.
Glee?
Glee, yeah.
Ah, I can't wait to miss that, too.
Glee's actually good, you know? Okay, let's talk about Glee for a second.
So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to stop you on the
lightning
round.
No, it's okay. I was very anti-Glee because I had seen like the pilot episode, right?
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was really good. But then never watched another episode. And every week I was like, oh, I should watch it this week because I haven't missed too much. And, oh, I should. We were stopped because the cat is really having a good time with the food over there. He's just
a junior assistant producer, Sam.
A lot of racket over there with the food.
Just dumped the food out of the bowl. He, as Kay says, he's a creative eater.
He is. He's a creative eater. Anyway, I started watching, and so now 3 seasons have gone by, I think, on Glee. It's been on for a long time. So I started watching it. It was streaming on Netflix.
Yeah.
Hooked on it.
It's still on there?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Streaming on Netflix. I'm hooked on it.
Maybe I'll watch one if I ever
turn
the TV on.
TV? All you need is your computer. It's Netflix.
Oh, I got it. I watch it on my TV.
Oh,
Netflix,
you do?
Streaming.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I see. I watch it on the Wii, too, sometimes.
That's cool.
Good quality. David Beckham was in an accident.
Oh, I heard about that.
In California.
Yeah.
So he's uninjured, though.
Yeah.
But he was on the way to his wife's baby shower, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Ted Williams is going back to rehab.
Ted Williams?
Yeah, remember the Golden Voice guy?
Oh, no.
To deal with emotional issues.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, going back on the bottle.
What's the over-under on him making it?
Yeah, it's a come and gone, I think.
I think he's not going to do anything. So actress Yvette Vickers' mummified body found in her home.
What?
Actress and former playmate Yvette Vickers' mummified body was found in her home in Beverly Hills last week, nearly a year after her death.
Oh, mummified?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So the Los Angeles Times is reporting that Vickers, who is 82, well, I guess she was 82, was not seen for a long time, and one of her neighbors, actress Susan Savage, went to check on her after noticing old letters and cobwebs in her mailbox.
Oh, my gosh.
The letters seemed untouched and were starting to yellow.
Yeah.
I just had a bad feeling.
Eee.
After Savage pushed an open barricaded front gate and scaling a hillside, she entered through a broken window after seeing a shock of blonde hair, which turned out to be a wig. Savage said inside the house was in disrepair, and it was hard to move in between the rooms as boxes containing clothes, junk mail, and letters form barriers. So she's a hoarder.
Yeah, disturbing. Got that going.
She eventually found Vickers in a room upstairs while Savage had known the actress for a long time. She said that her remains were unrecognizable. So I think it's just really sad how, like, you could go from, like, Playboy Playmate to be, like, recluse and no one knows you're dead.
Yeah.
Like,
that is pretty crazy.
For a year, no one knows. Like,
yeah.
You would think, like, somebody, like
check
family,
up on them, something.
Like somebody,
yeah.
Like, your friend would come by.
Hey, have you heard from, no.
Zippy. Like,
nothing.
That's sad.
Yeah. Got to have some friends or something.
It's a sad story. I wouldn't want to go that way. Sean Penn and Scarlett Johansson caused a stir at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last weekend when they were making out.
Wow.
In front of President Obama and everybody. Like, totally. So, I mean, that's just so rude. And you know I'm looking for this again.
Hallelujah.
There you go.
In McDonald's, I don't know if this is a recent story, but apparently McDonald's is in kind of a mess because their fruit and maple oatmeal actually has no maple.
Oh, my gosh. Does it have fruit?
I think it's got fruit, but no maple. So they're in violation of Vermont's stringent maple law.
Oh, get them, Vermont.
Apparently there's a maple law. Who knew?
You got to think that there's tons of things that say maple something that don't have any maple.
Maple flavored, I guess. I guess
yeah,
you can say that.
Yeah, get around it, probably.
And finally, there was a rat at Starbucks, and there's a video online where you can see the rat sniffing around in the syrup containers.
Oh, my gosh.
The video is up on our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com.
That is frightening.
Isn't it? Oh, and there's also a link to a website that's selling temporary lip tattoos. It's a show. You got to look at it.
What, so you'd be like a racehorse?
No, it's just, it looks like you can get like cheetah lips and it looks like Lady Gaga or something. Or like, I don't know,
oh,
it'd be good for like a drag queen. Or if you're like in a club with all the ecstasy.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you could be like Cougar on the Chase.
Yeah.
You could put that in.
Cougar time.
Wow. Anyways. That is the Derek and Kay Show.
That's right.
Join us. What we're saying now is most Sundays?
Most Sundays.
Most Sundays at 7-ish.
Yeah. 7-ish. I think 7 on the dot.
Okay, that's cool. I like that. We can go with that.
Occasionally we take a Sunday off here and there, but that's okay.
And what we got to do. But we'll be back next week, right?
Yep.
Same great time.
Same great channel. All right. We got to go.
Thank you both for listening.
See you, peeps.
All right. Take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.